drugs related intimidation is one of the aspects of drugs that we don't normally look at or shine a light on. And at the recent police authority meeting, I had the presentation done, and I invited Chief Superintendent McCormick up to do it here in Donegal, because we are aware that there's that type of activity going on, and that there is families out there within our communities who are heart-feared and afraid for their sons and daughters who have maybe got themselves involved in drug-related issues and now owe a debt, and it's left up to mum and dad to try and come up and pay for that. And this is tearing families apart. So it was a very apt and timely presentation today by Chief Superintendent McCormick.
And we have seen the figures there show that in the last 3 years in the Northwest, there's been 53 of these kind of crimes reported. Although I know this is a new type of crime that's only started to be investigated recently, so the figures may not be completely accurate, but that's still a lot of incidents to have happened surrounding drug-related intimidation.
Yeah, it's very worrying. And it's like you said, it's only recently that they started collecting the data properly around these type of drug-related intimidation incidents. But the important thing is that in Garrity O'Connor have seen the increase and they have acted accordingly. And we now have 30 inspectors across the country who are dealing specifically with these type of incidents, and one in particular here in Donegal, which is very much welcome. And we hope now that it will give families who are under this type of pressure and extortion the confidence to come forward and report what's happening to them and their families, so that we can stop the scourge of drugs and these people who are intimidating families up and down the country, but particularly in Donegal.
And it's important to highlight this type of crime as well, so that people know that there is somewhere that they can report it, and to encourage them to report it if they do feel that this is the kind of intimidation that's going on.
Yes, and we took on today as a GPC to meet in our subcommittees, and early in the new year that we will put together a campaign where we will distribute that information out there to the general public, and also we'll be holding information evenings hopefully and encouraging people to come forward. But just it's important to say to the people who find themselves in that situation that there is help out there is hope, and that we in the JPC will continue to support them where we can.